is Channel 2. The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my stonkingly gorgeous co-host, Jill Serkin.
Good afternoon, Mr. Andrews.
How are you?
Apart from a little frog in my throat, I'm very well, thank you. I was delivered this today.
I know. Listener, because you can't see, she's got a 2-litre mug, which is emblazoned with the logo of the Midlands Air Ambulance, as it would be, but it's huge. Even Jules, and it was given to her by Knighton Foods, as she's pointing out to me, who produce a range of products up there in the West Midlands in Staffordshire. But she could actually get her entire breakfast intake of Prosecco in that mug.
I know.
Just
a little top up with a strawberry.
With a strawberry. No, with a straw.
And a straw.
Your Prosecco in there, 2 litres and a straw, breakfast done.
Apparently, if you have a straw, Paul Andrews, you take more air in with the drink. And then you think of the bubbles.
Right.
And all that sort of thing that might go on in a studio. So I would not have mine with straw for that very reason. Although it would be better for your teeth, so it depends.
Is that right?
If you're a dentist or a dentist's wife, then you'd have it with straw, but I'm not.
Does that count for tea and coffee as well, or just alcohol?
Yeah, well, a lot of the young people who listen to this show...
Do we know young people?
We do, even you and I, who have their teeth whitened. They have to be very careful afterwards with things like coffee and tea and red wine.
They have their teeth whitened?
Yeah. You know, that Hollywood look.
Oh, right.
We don't have that. I've got Essex teeth.
Yeah, they have the teeth painted.
You don't get a crossover like that in this generation.
No, absolutely. It's unique.
And whose teeth have you got into?
I borrowed some.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can't remember. I borrowed some this morning because I was out of teeth.
Might it have been our sponsor lent you some, Zoe? They'd see.
No, I don't think I use Zoe's teeth.
Because we are sponsored.
Are indeed sponsored by the fabulous folks at ZC Social Media with their ZC Live offering, which is coming up soon. We have got some details about that later in the show, which we will tell you about. But a huge thank you to Zoe, Gareth and the team at ZC Social Media. And we're looking forward immensely to ZC Live at the end of May. And we'll tell you all about that as the show progresses.
We will.
But as normal, we'd love to hear from you, all the businesses out there in the southeast of England. You can get in touch with us in all the usual ways. You could, in fact, call me on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. You could email me at hello@bizradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on the show is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. But please, please, please use the hashtag BBunker. Otherwise, we'll never find you. Loads of people tweet me during the show without it, and we don't find them and we don't read them out, and then they all get very upset.
You know, sometimes I get a bit uppity about that because it's quite hard when you're, you know, writing quite a lot on Twitter and you haven't got room for the hashtag, Paul Andrews.
Make room.
Yeah, well, then you have to actually delete...
Leave something out, yeah. Leave something out.
Something gorgeous that you've been trying to write.
Exactly, yeah.
No, I get, you know, hashtags...
Punctuation is what I leave out in tweets.
Yeah,
that's the starting point. No punctuation.
Don't use an apostrophe.
Only if I've got enough characters left.
I know, I'm a big fan of an apostrophe, or a little dash, or a semicolon even.
Ah, here's a test. Do you like the Oxford apostrophe or not?
I don't really know about it, tell me.
Yes.
I thought they were all Oxford apostrophes.
No.
Cambridge ones?
No.
Come on,
tell me. No. It's the Oxford comma anyway. I was winding you up.
You're very common.
An Oxford comma is where, you know, when you put a list of things, and you go Jules, comma, Tracy, comma.
Yeah.
Ramsey, comma.
I get it now.
Yeah. And Paul.
Yeah.
So it's whether you put a comma before the and, Paul. Now, in conventional grammar, you don't put a comma there, but in Oxford they do. So it's called an Oxford comma.
Well, we have to ask Ramsey, our lovely Scottish guest, what they do
What they do in Scotland. Yeah.
In Edinburgh or Glasgow.
They don't use commas up there.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I'm sure they do. I'm sure. You know, Ramsey, just bringing you in here. Unannounced, really. But I took my new husband up to St Andrews for work. We had a client up there, intelligence client, very exciting. And what a beautiful place. And I bought him a beautiful tweed jacket, Ramsay. It was stunning. And he wears it quite a lot. And it just is amazing because it keeps you warm, but it also keeps you cool.
Well, at the same time.
Yeah, it's kind of because it's a natural...
Hot and cold at the same time. That works.
Well, depending on the weather. So he can almost get away with it in autumn, but when it's very cold...
So he wears it on the beach.
wears it with a pair of firm
and he wears it skiing. Right, okay, got it.
But Scottish garb is designed to do that.
It's so amazing.
Tweed jacket.
Yeah.
You need to get my kilt to go with that, because does the same. Yeah, hot weather, it keeps you cool.
Yeah.
There's all the air circulation, and in warm, and in cold weather,
let's
it keeps you warm.
Let's not go into the air circulation.
No, we won't do that. But there's a wee tip.
I love
tweed
it.
Jacket and a kilt.
Okay, I'll get him a kilt next summer. But it's got a little dark pink stripe in it, and it's really fetching. Whenever he wears it in
Is
London,
it Harris tweed?
Probably, I don't know. I'll have to send it to Ramsey, and he'll probably investigate the tartan and what it
is. Yeah.
Is it got tartan? It's a tartan tweed.
I don't know. It's getting a bit technical.
I don't think there's a pink tartan. I don't know. If it's got pink stripes, I don't think there's a pink tartan.
But I bought myself a lovely purple throw, and the lady, it is a tartan, it's purpley one, the lady put the big brooch on that you wear. It's probably got some Scottish name, but she pinned
brooch.
No, it's got some.
Okay, that's a brooch.
She pinned it beautifully. And then my husband found a picture of Uncle Bulgaria wearing exactly the same tartan.
So it's the McWomble tribe, is it?
Probably.
Yeah.
And my husband put it on the WhatsApp family feed of Mummy on the beach in St Andrews and Womble next to it. And we looked exactly the same. It was really upset. I'll send you a picture, Randy.
I'm picturing it already, Jules.
Not the Womble.
Yeah. No, not the Womble.
But I love my little cloak. You've seen me in it.
I have indeed.
Little purple one.
I have indeed.
So Ramsey and Tracy we have in studio.
Would you like to introduce our guest?
Well, I would, but I don't know Tracy's surname.
Bendel.
Tracy Bendel. Okay, I'm writing that down. Tracy, do you have an E between your C and Y?
I do.
Okay.
Yep.
Bendel. And she lives in Ashford, you know.
I know.
We don't often get people that actually live here.
What, in Ashford?
Yeah, in the studio, that's true. You know.
Well, that's not entirely true. That's not entirely true. You just had the Scoff and Cough show.
Scoff and Cough. It's not medicinal, you know.
Yeah, Scoff and Cough show, yeah.
That would be a very good...
Scoff and Cough.
Yeah.
But you had two guests, didn't you? One from Staffordshire by via Hull.
Yeah.
But where was the other lady from?
Canterbury.
No, but where does she live?
I don't know. I didn't know.
Ashford.
Oh, did she?
Yes.
How bizarre.
Didn't you see? When you asked her where she lived, she said, just over there.
You know why? I was having trouble with my knobs.
Having trouble with your knobs is an occupational hazard around here.
It is. So thank you to Zoe, ZC Media, and Gareth, as I said. And we got Tracy Bendel and Ramsey, and I've forgotten his surname.
Cowan. Yeah.
I'm going to say the Twitter is IPSINT, S-I-N-T.
No, it's IPS.
IPS
International. And did you get it?
She's
so slow, isn't she?
You know why?
Because you're old.
No, Tracy will understand this, because I've been off my bioidentical hormones since December.
Oh, here we go. We're going to have
It makes you a bit sluggish.
Anybody would think you had a thyroid problem or something.
I know, the low thyroid and the bioidentical.
But not you've never mentioned it, so we wouldn't know, really.
But I did feel a bit sluggish, so I've got them coming in the post, Tracy, tomorrow. They're made up by a specialist pharmacy, but they're coming tomorrow.
I'm surprised you don't make your own. I mean, you've got so many medical bits and pieces. I'm surprised you haven't got your own little pharmaceutical kit for making your own stuff up.
Maybe I should.
I would if I were you.
You're talking about my bone broth and things.
I'm talking about all kinds of stuff.
He ridicules me, Tracy, because I make bone broth and things. And
bone broth?
Yeah, bone broth. See, she's ridiculing me as well. Yeah.
What kind of bones do you use?
She's a witch. She's a witch. She uses Eye of Newt. A leg of frog.
It's just an organic chicken, and I make a very nice chicken soup. But the trendy word at the moment is bone broth. It's all about collagen and good gut health. I can see we're losing Ramsey, so let's
He's not the only one. You're losing all of us. We lost the will to live, a lot of us.
Ramsey only knows about haggis, of course.
Ramsey's hanging in here.
Yeah.
I do love haggis, actually, talking of haggis.
I do too, as it happens. Yeah. And neeps and tatties.
All together with a bone broth.
Absolutely. I had a tweet from some new listeners. Best Business Women, they're called. And on the Twitter, they're BB Women Awards. And they say, hello, Business Bunker. Be great if you could share the awards that we're launching on the 15th of March. It's a national UK Business Women's Awards, recognising rewards and rewarding achievements of business women. So you can follow them on the Twitter, BB Women's Women Awards. So that's Women, W-O-M-E-N, Awards.
You know how to spell women, yeah.
Yeah, no, but there's a tendency to put an S on it, but it's not there.
Okay.
But the easiest way to find out about it all is to go to their website, which is bestbusinesswomenawards.com. So that check it out.
Good. No doubt you'll be the chairman of that. You usually are.
No, they're based somewhere up north, apparently.
Okay.
Or maybe the Midlands, but same thing, really.
Yeah. Mm. Well, we've had a few of those. And it is, of course, Pancake Day today as well.
Apparently, yeah.
And we haven't got any. It's a bit worrying.
Hmm. I told you that the hotel I stayed in London over the weekend had a pancake making machine in the breakfast area.
Did you do one?
I didn't. Amanda did.
And did it work out?
Yeah, no, a bit on the small side.
Well, you can have lots, though, can't you?
Yeah. Well, no, because one of the problems was one of the kids in front of her stood there while he made 10 pancakes.
Yeah. I've got a thing about all self-service. I'm not mad on self-service.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
Prefer a fresh breakfast myself.
Because you know where I went for my 25th with my new husband?
Regent's Park. I saw you on a bench in Regent's Park with a brown paper bag with a bottle of something in it.
Champagne, darling.
Oh, it was champagne, yeah. At least, yeah.
You do know that the cafe, can you imagine going to a cafe in Kent
and
saying, you've got any champagne on ice? No, but Regent's Park, you go into their little cafe and you say, got any champagne on ice?
And they go, yes, man, of course. Bollinger or Sattinger, yeah.
Well, I was trying to keep my bill down because I then went for dinner at La Gavroche with Michelle Roux, darling.
Oh, we got a name-dropping fest now, have we?
Michelle Roux. The Gavroche. If you haven't been, it's just off Oxford Street, Tracy, and it's just divine. And I could not fault the meal. I've eaten there now twice, once for free with Michelle, and once with my husband last Wednesday. And the food is absolutely superb, and the service was brilliant. And my husband said that when he knew when I was leaving the toilet, because there was a frisson of waiters all come and sort of escort you to your table and pull your chair out.
I wonder what they were going to pull out for a minute there.
The amuse-bouche and everything, just divine.
So this flaunting it in London and Regent's Park on the benches was in aid of?
Well, two things, really. So Frontier Funds, we have an investor. We've run the company for 3 years. And as some listeners may know, we specialise in intelligence and media for emerging and frontier markets, like Africa and China and places, and Myanmar as well. And Myanmar.
Me and your mum.
Used to be Burma, darling.
Oh, Ruth's involved, is she? Yeah.
Burma, no.
Oh, right, okay.
Ruth can't keep up.
I thought you said it was me and my mum.
Myanmar.
Oh, yeah.
And Sri Lanka. I could go on.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you do often.
We got taken over, or we have an investor, let's say. So we're now rebranding. I'm just in the middle of rebranding. But very exciting. So we're celebrating that. We'll actually have some money behind us. You know what it's like running a small business. Always, can we afford a PA? Can we afford this? Can we afford that?
Now they can afford on ice champagne from a cafe in Regent's Park, followed by a meal at the
Well, Gavroche. We were actually celebrating as well, Paul Andrews, our 25th anniversary of our first date, which was in Camden, actually. We should have gone back.
Not in Regent's Park?
No, it was in Camden, but I was in Regent's Park. Thing about my natural bioidentical hormones in Wimpole Street, actually.
But I thought you said you were there with your new husband.
My new husband, yeah.
But it's 25 years.
Yeah, well, she's been through quite a few.
No, but my new husband and I only got married 7 years ago.
Yeah.
So he's my new husband.
Oh, I see.
But we have a 23-year-old, yeah.
She normally calls him her current husband.
Current husband, yeah.
But he doesn't like currants anymore. He's more into sultans.
Yeah, as she's had five or six of them, loses track.
The Egyptian one was lovely, Mahmoud.
Yeah.
But I actually, he died after eating with me in a restaurant.
You shouldn't laugh, really, should you?
You should.
But her cooking has improved since then. When she was living in Cairo, she was only 17 and she was a bit dodgy around the kitchen.
No,
but
it was awful.
Poor Mahmoud.
We did have a really big blowout sort of lunch, and we'd stayed friends from when I was 17 to when we separated when I was 21. I found it very difficult with the whole religion thing and having to, you know, cover up and stuff. It wasn't, you can imagine me.
I'm not
shy and retiring type. So we stayed friends, long story, and we met for lunch at a restaurant, which I'm not going to mention, Paul Andrews, Paul knows which one, had a blowout meal, absolute blowout. He was 10 years older than me, bless him, and I'm 61. So I rang him 2 days later, and we'd had three puddings, we'd had loads of booze, we'd had the cheese trolley at this place is that big, you know, we'd had the whole works, and he had a stroke the day after.
No.
So the moral of the story is, do not eat.
Don't go out with your ex-wife for lunch because you won't survive. Yeah.
You didn't put any of those hormones in it, did you?
No, 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 no. He probably needed them. He'd probably still be here if he'd had them.
Yeah.
You know, men of a certain age need a little bit of testosterone, Tracy. Mm. A little bit, just a bit of oomph.
Really?
Maybe
really?
Some, maybe some DHEA. You know,
well, you can knock us up some later.
Yeah, I'll go back to my cauldron.
Yeah, to your cauldron. Yeah. I've had a tweet from the lovely folks at Michael Park Surveyors over there in Medway, MPSL on the Twitter, and they say, hello, Paul, hello, Business Bunker, could we have a shout-out, please? Well, of course you can. You're very welcome to have a shout-out. That's the lovely people at Michael Park Surveyors. Do give them a follow on the Twitter, at MPSL. What you got?
I've actually got a lovely
bunch of coconuts
email, as well as a lovely bunch of coconuts. I did have coconut milk this morning, actually, in my green smoothie. Another witchy thing I do, Tracy. I'll tell you about it after. So join us, say Jobs in Kent, which is owned by the lovely Paul Andrews. Did you know, Tracy?
I did know that, yes.
Yeah. So they say there's a Medway Careers Fair, which is on March the 14th at St George's Hotel in New Road in Chatham. Mm. And they say get your CV checked by experts and find your ideal career. 10-minute workshops, meet local employers. Not much punctuation here, Tracy. No commas.
It was a tweet, so I left out the commas.
10-minute workshops, meet local employers and much more. 20 confirmed local employers will be there, and that's so far. And the details, you can go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk, Medway jobs. And so that's kentbusinessradio.co.uk/Medway jobs. And when is it? I hear you cry, Tracy.
When is it, Jules?
It's March the 14th, and it's the Medway Careers Fair, and it's in the St George Hotel, New Road, Chatham.
Fantastic.
Fabulous.
Thank you for that. We'll see you there. It's going to be a great event. If you follow that link, it tells you all the employers that have currently booked. There's 20 of them booked so far and confirmed, and as more turn up, we'll add them to the list.
Keep adding, keep tweeting.
Yeah, I've had a tweet from a new follower, BJF Limited, BJF LTD on the Twitter, and they say, hi, is there any chance of a Business Bunker shout out for our wonderful Kent apprentices? We're featuring them all week on our brand new website for National Apprentice Week, and they have a Q&A session with their business admin apprentice, Juliet. And you can read all about this by going to their website, BJF for a construction company. And their website is bjfgroup.co.uk /Juliet, Q&A, Juliet. And you can read a Q&A with their business admin apprentice, Juliet. So do check that out and do have a look at that. Do you know them, Ramsey?
No, but what a great thing to do. If you want to know about apprentices, it's the best person to talk to as an apprentice.
Absolutely.
That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Brilliant idea.
Fantastic. Yeah. So thank you for that, yeah. And give them a follow on the Twitter, BJF LTD. What you got, Jules?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was tweeting. Book now, say, this is a hashtag for you to note, listener. It's #GrowConference. This is very exciting. It's on the 22nd of March, and you can book now on this amazing Grow Conference and take away valuable techniques to make your business grow. This is based at the Mercure Dartford Brands Hatch Hotel. And it's in association with West Kent Partnership. As I said, or may not have done, it's the 22nd of March. And you can go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/category-business-events to find out more.
Thank you for that. I need to tell you about this. I was sent this. After overcoming an eating disorder, he battled for nearly 10 years. The gym helped with his recovery, and now he's combining his knowledge and experience to help transform others. James Roffey has launched a new Facebook page and a new website as an online personal trainer. His niche is working with people who are recovering from eating disorders and other mental health issues. If you want to find out more about it, go to his new website. It's jjrpersonaltrainer.com. That's jjrpersonaltrainer.com. Or you can go to his Facebook page, which is facebook.com/JJRoffey88. Yes.
Well, you know Paul Andrews, who he is.
That's Terry's son.
Yeah. Oh, you knew.
Yeah, of course I did.
Tell you something you didn't know.
Yeah.
Terry's
doing
my alarms for me.
Shocking.
And he knows how to press the buzzer.
Yeah.
And little cameras we're having as well. When we're in Africa, we can actually watch on our phone. If you skulk round my front door, I'll know.
Damn.
Yeah, trying to get my bone, get my bone broth.
Yeah.
I'll be alerted by Terry.
Blimey.
Yeah, I didn't know you knew that was his son.
Yeah.
I'm a bit miffed.
So check that out. It's jjrpersonaltrainer.com.
There's another little email here that's come in. It says, "Hi, Bunker team." We're a team, you know. Paul. I thought you might be interested in an event I'm hosting on the 8th of March. So is that manana? What are we, 5th today?
5th, yeah.
So it's Thursday, 6th, 7th, no, Friday.
Friday is the 8th. It will be International Women's Day or something, won't
okay.
it?
Okay. Yeah. So as founder and chair of Faversham Ladies Who Latte Networking Group, which is a business networking group, there is an event which is 10 to 11 a.m. at number 12 Marketplace in Faversham. And they say, come along and meet local businesses and connect with local people and inspire, learn and share. And this is Claire Mason that's written this.
Yep.
She says, I'm asking local business owners, media, those who are looking to start a business and those who are simply seeking advice and ideas. Tea and coffee is provided, as well as scrumptious smoothies being made. Local coffee. It's supplied by Goodness Gracious, and they've offered to fill your cup with your favourite hot drink. I haven't seen mine. If you bring your own cup.
Oh, no, you've done that, haven't you?
I've got a little 2-litre one or something.
Yeah.
So they say, bring your biz cards and look forward to seeing you there. There's a Facebook event page as well. So obviously all details will be on Kent Business Radio after the show, if they're not ready. But it's Claire Mason. I'm going to read out her phone number, so get a pen. And also her email. So it's Claire, spelled C-L-A-I-R-E, at cmcvwriting.co.uk. And she's Claire Mason on 07769-223-925. And that is Marketplace Faversham, 10 to 11 on Friday, the 8th of March.
Fantastic. Thank you. I had a tweet for a shout out from the lovely Kim Stevens of Care in Kent. And she said, I would love a flipping good shout out.
Flipping, that's pancake.
Yeah, because it's pancake day. And we're going to have a competition to see who can eat the most.
Oh, well, that's sad.
And she says, hands up, who thinks I'm going to win?
Well, I don't. Will she eat a lot?
I don't know. Well, we'll find out soon, won't we? So let us know who ate the most then, Kim. That's the lovely Kim Stevens at Care in Kent. Do give them a follow on the Twitter. And they're munching their way through pancakes in celebration of Pancake Day. Right, I've got some cheesy tunage.
What have you got?
Now, normally, I play the opening bars and I say to Jules, who's this? And she gets it every single time. And
for
has
10
done
years.
For 10 years, she's got this right. So this time, I've got an appropriate track, but she'll never get it in a million years.
Oh, no.
And I'm even going to tell her what the band is called. Yeah?
You are?
I am. I'm going to tell you, it's Gorillaz.
Oh, that's not really my era.
I know. But if you think laterally about why I would play this.
Something about pancakes.
Almost.
Banana pancakes.
No.
A Scottish people.
No.
Kilt.
No. It's called Apprentice.
You know what? Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You know what it is?
Apprentice by the Gorillaz.
But it's because you're mixing with younger people now. You know?
Oh,
obviously. You're up with the kids.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
It's not my era, darling.
There you go. Let the numbers roll. I hear that about you, baby. Back when the city's cold.
It's cold. Don't ever look at me like that. It's just in the daylight. No. It's just in the daylight. No. I was checking gold. You should just freak with me, freak with me, and let the numbers roll. I'm made by the fire, I'm
waiting back where the city's cold.
Cold.
Well, don't ever look at me like that. It's just in the days I've known. It's just in the days I've known. I'm a broken screen. I'm a mad routine that just about turned on.
Yo, new black king, New York dream. Tell these motherfuckers everything I'm seeing. My world's darker than the young black dream of the first black prince of a new white king. I just wanna play, have it my way. Make a bunch of fucking rules and tell them obey. They can fuck with me, yeah, yeah, OJ. First name government, know him, I slay. Lay, new black king, oh. New black king, yeah. New black king, oh. I obey, obey, obey.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Do you use social media for your business? Do you understand all things digital? No? Then come to ZC Live. Business owner and TV commentator Zoe Cairns will host a day full of great content for local businesses. Free workshops, inspiring speakers, networking opportunities, top marketing tips, the latest trends. And it's all free. Make your digital marketing more effective with ZC Live. Friday, May the 31st at Strood Academy. Book your free place now at zclive.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent business community today.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. On this Tuesday, the 5th of March, you're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jewel Serkin.
Hello. I don't think I'm working now.
Yeah, you're perfect now.
Hello, Paul Andrews.
Hello.
So if I'm working, I'm going to read you something.
Good.
Or are we going to talk to Ramsay?
No, we're going to talk to Ramsay any minute now, but you can read that first.
I think this is quite interesting. So it's an advanced social media masterclass with Alistair Frost.
Right, okay,
On the 25th of April, and it's at the Village Hotel in Maidstone. And also, this is very interesting, very apt for nowadays, we all need it, Digital Marketing Strategy Masterclass with the lovely David Shaw, Business Bunker guest. 14th of May, again, at the Village Hotel in Maidstone.
Mm.
And you can go to bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Cool. What's the matter? Your headphones playing up now.
Hello. Yeah, I preferred it there. Never mind, I'll bumble along.
I don't know why your headphones won't be working. That's odd.
Never mind. Let's just carry on, Paul.
And turn them up. That'll help.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's an absolute...
Something's happened.
Okay. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. You can hear now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was a little. I wiggled the wires. Now it's fine. Don't tell Mikey.
I'm
allowed to wiggle wires.
That's very technical, Jill.
Yeah, wire wiggling. Yeah.
But now it's fine.
Cool. Nice one. It's an absolute pleasure, as it always is, to welcome back onto the Business Bunker Show for his annual appearance.
Yes, thank you.
The lovely Ramsay Cowan of IPS International. Ramsay, welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. We're here to celebrate National Apprentice Week.
Indeed.
Which we love doing with you, and we always get you along because you're the guru of apprentices, as far as we're concerned.
Guru?
Oh, what can I say?
Yeah, he's the genius bar of
something.
Our other guest, Tracy, and I were saying that he looked just like David Essex.
Yeah, I know you're getting previous about it. Yeah.
Little ski slope nose and the eyes. Yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
All right. Are you going to sing to us?
I might too.
Yeah. Because she always falls for the old Scottish burr as well, doesn't she? That's the thing.
Well, I do like an accent, as you know.
Yeah, I know. We've suffered it lots, yeah.
But I did try and speak to Ramsay in Scottish, and he ridiculed me and said I sounded
like... No, he just looked stunned.
What
are you going on about,
Dr.
woman?
Dr. Finlay from the 1950s, but that's all I've got to go by.
When I was a schoolboy, I used to have a really risque joke about Janet from... Dr. Finlay's Casebook.
I think everybody did.
Yeah. But we won't go into that right now. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome Ramsay back onto the show. Ramsay, just for those that don't know, give us a bit of background into IPS International and what it is you folks actually do.
You say it so well, unlike me. IPS.
We're an apprenticeship training company. We're based in Rochester. We train currently around 600 apprentices across engineering, health and social care, business skills, construction, motor vehicle, and the engineering includes electrical, mechanical, instrumentation, microprocessors, and a whole lot of things.
Wow, so a very broad range of things.
Indeed. We're based in Rochester, we have an office down in Dover, and right now, as you say, Paul, we're celebrating the Apprenticeship Week, and lots of interesting, it's been an interesting year.
I'm going to tell you something, and you probably know this already because you would have experienced it. I do a program in schools. We're going to talk about it later, called 30-30, where we take 30 businesses into schools to talk to A-level students about the world of work.
Yeah.
When we first started doing these about 5 years ago, at the start of every one, in each school, every time I go there, I start with a show of hands from the students. How many of the students think they're going to go to university? How many would like to do an apprenticeship or training? How many already know what they want to do for a job and how many don't know? Yeah. And in the early days, I would say between 60 and 70% of the students all put their hands up to go to university. In the last 2 years, that has completely reversed. And now less than 20% of them are saying they want to do university. Yeah. And nearly 60% of them are going, I want to do an apprenticeship.
Do you know something? My lovely son, Shay, who went to Essex Uni to do criminology, and I've told Paul about this, has now got his student loan of $42,000, paying it back at 6% interest.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's living with Mimi, his girlfriend, and she's got the same loan, same thing. So the two of them have got debts, if you do the maths, 90-something or other.
Yeah.
Which is a bit scary when you're 21 and 23 to have those debts.
Mm. So, but the thing that's interested me is how in such short space of time, the Generation Z, those people that are coming into the workplace now that were born after the year 2000, have suddenly discovered that there's more to the world of work than university. Yeah. And considering how much effort our politicians put into driving everyone to university, it kind of didn't work very well in the long run, because people have twigged that an apprenticeship is probably, for most people, a better alternative. And I happen to know through Jaws in Kent and the data I collect there that now the lifetime earnings of an apprentice are far greater than the earnings of a graduate. So I just kind of wanted to unload that a little bit. But one of the things that we're repeatedly asked, Ramsay, is that employers, especially small employers, have become completely confused by the government's approach to apprenticeships, as have we probably all, because they keep blooming changing the scheme. And of course, a couple of years ago, they introduced the employee levy, which really doesn't affect the vast majority of employers.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, because you need to turn over 10 million or something, silly like that. I have a payroll of 3 million or whatever. To actually even pay the levy.
Yeah, yeah.
But it just confused the hell out of everybody. So.
Yeah, yeah. No, and not just, not just the employers. It confused the hell out of us as well.
Yeah.
The last year has been amazing. Mm. But the good news is that we found that since September, with the standards, the new syllabuses all in operation and their brilliant programs, the funding now is settled, and it looks like it's going to be settled for a while in terms of the mechanisms. And we've seen a huge difference in terms of the confidence of employers coming to us and the programs running. So we understand it now, which makes a difference. But if anyone wants to know, if anyone's interested in taking on an apprentice, just call us.
Okay.
Can I give the number out?
Yeah, of course you can.
Okay, right.
Yeah, of course you can.
The number to call is 01634-298808. But I guess it'll be on the
we'll put it on the website and everything.
That's brilliant.
Say it again, Ramsey, please.
It's 01634-298808. And you can speak to Natalie or Alex in our business development. But what these guys will do is they'll help with in terms of the funding. You know, you tell them what size of business you are, what you're looking. They'll explain the programs, explain the process, and it's not going to change in the near future.
And that's a good thing, isn't it? Can you just, I don't want to kind of put you too much on the spot, because I know there's a lot involved.
No, you put me on the spot.
Can you just run, I'm an employer, let's say I'm an employer, and I think, do you know what, I want to hire an apprentice. I'll make some. I want to hire, an apprentice.
Chef, I want.
Well, she was a chef. I want to hire an apprentice. Let's keep it simple. So I want to hire a business admin
apprentice.
Apprentice. What do I do? I've made the decision. I want to hire an apprentice. Where do I go? What do I do? How do I do it? What's the ins and outs?
One-stop shop. Call us. Call Natalie or Alex on that number. Go on our website. And the first thing they'll talk to you about is what size of business you are. Understand a little bit about the business, and then they can tell you exactly how the funding will work based on that.
Right.
After that, talk about what type of program. Is it an IT type program?
Right.
Is it something in terms of secretarial support? Is it customer service? And that will all be explained.
So would it be right to say that each apprenticeship is kind of tailored for what you need? It's not a kind of off-the-shelf type of thing?
The basic ingredients, I mean, if I move on to engineering, the electrical principles or even the business admin principles are the same. So there is a set path. But in terms of varying it to suit your circumstance,
yeah,
of course. And that's the beauty of these things.
And as an overall thing, in terms of the funding, for an apprentice, what happens there? I mean, obviously, as an employer, I pay the apprentice.
Yeah.
And then, so I pay them the apprenticeship rate
or whatever rate you agree, or
a rate that's reasonable.
I know that you're pretty good on that, but you don't ever pay the apprentice
rate. I won't, on Jobs in Kent, I won't advertise jobs that pay the apprentice minimum wage because...
What is the minimum wage at the moment?
It's ridiculous, something like £2.95 or something. Yeah, something stupid for 16-year-olds.
You can't even get a bus
to work for that.
So
I won't take apprenticeship adverts for things like that because they'll never fill them. I mean, why would they? On average, teenage apprentices in Kent, you're going to need to pay about £200 a week, £225 a week to entice someone to even want to do it. Otherwise, it's not worth their while doing it. But outside of that, as an employer, I negotiate a fair wage for my apprentice.
For your apprentice, yep.
Obviously, the cost of the apprenticeship is the training element.
Yep.
So how is that funded?
That depends again on the employer. Generally, for a lot of our programs, that is covered through the government, through the levy funding in one way or another. In certain circumstances, employers will have to pay a 10% top up. But again, that depends on the size of the employer, the total wage bill. Mm. And that's the sort of thing. It really is individual to the employer. But if you want to know, we do have the answers.
Yeah.
But it's a bit more than just a two-minute conversation, Paul.
Absolutely. And I think that's what threw a lot of people, because my understanding is the levy, which is levied on big companies,
is just
the source of the fund for all apprenticeships. But the vast majority of businesses don't actually pay it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. How much support would somebody get? So if we phone up Natalie and Alex and we say what we're looking for, what happens next?
Well, depends. We can help you recruit. We have various sort of mechanisms to help you do your selection process. We meet the apprentice. We get the apprentice signed up. The apprentice is assigned an assessor who will work with that apprentice and support them through their learning. And then they kick off in the program. If it's an engineering apprentice, they generally, a lot of them spend the first year with us, the whole year in our workshops. They do their health and safety, their basic hand skills. So when they go out onto the into business, they're safe and ready to actually start working in the environment. For most of the others, it starts off with visits to the workplace where their work's carried out, assessments go on. With the new standards, and there's a huge range, and with the new standards, there's a mixture of ongoing assessment of their work, and then there's what we call endpoint assessment, where at the end, the apprentice gets a chance to sit, to be interviewed, to share with the assessor all that they've done, what they know. It's like a sort of a summative assessment at the end of the thing, and then they get their apprenticeship award.
Brilliant. So it sounds like there's the whole process, they're looked after as well as the employer.
And the employer's looked after. And what we do insist is that we get a commitment from the employer at the start. Look, you know, this is a partnership, you know, between us as IPS and you as the employer. We're going to be helping this young person spend the next 2 years, 3 years, however long, learning these skills. And it's a commitment we've got to make. And it's time on behalf of the employer, because the employer must find off-the-job type training element, and round about that's about 20%, which is manageable, and we have ways to support that as well. So at the end of it, the employer ends up with someone who's motivated, is really enjoying what they're doing, and is a valuable member of the team.
Absolutely.
The funding's been an interesting thing. You know, Paul, you were talking about why is this huge switch from the university route to the apprentice route. Yeah, the funding's a big part of that, coming out with a loan at the end of it. And we have had university students struggling to find employment. The other thing with the apprenticeship, you're earning straight away, you're learning, and every apprenticeship that we do leaves you open to then go and do something further. You may want to do a higher level qualification, a degree, but do it while you work. You don't end up with a big debt.
Yeah, exactly.
And you've been earning and building up workplace experience. You're used to the workplace. You've not spent your first 20 odd years
in
a classroom environment.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, and as you intimated there, it is possible on a level 6, level 7 apprenticeship to gain a degree.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I was very dubious, very sceptical when they moved from the old type of apprenticeships. This was a year and a half ago.
Just describe the difference.
The new ones are good.
In a nutshell.
Well, I can do. As far as I can see, very little. And I think that was the problem. They came out with things have been rebadged and changed. The biggest difference is rather than doing sort of ongoing, a little bit of assessment at a time, towards the apprenticeship, you learn it, you work through it, and then at the end you can present everything that you've done. And that's the big. I think the programs are better as a result of the change. The programs have been updated, so more electronics, more digital, more, you know, this sort of higher tech elements come into
which
a lot
of
programs.
Which is what we need.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Did you say that you get EU money?
No, it's from the levy. This is from all the apprenticeships we're running. By and large, are funded from the UK.
Okay, good.
Cool. It's a brilliant thing, I believe anyway, because one, we have massive skill shortages in the UK. In any case, there are 833,000 unfilled jobs currently, and we have the highest number in employment that we've ever had. Our youth unemployment numbers are still too high, but they are amongst the lowest in Europe at the moment, but they're still too high, pushing 10%. So an apprenticeship is a glorious thing to do.
Yeah.
And we're really keen on celebrating apprentices, which is why we have National Apprentice Week. But I think there's something else going on in Kent, certainly towards the end of the year, to recognise the work of those graduates. Yeah.
Can I just interrupt? I say hello to Johnny Jensen, who's watching live. The lovely Ramsey.
Yeah. Now. Hello, Johnny. Welcome.
Hello, Johnny.
Carry on.
Yeah, this is something that's happening at Rochester Cathedral, which is an apprenticeship awards ceremony for this whole area. Mm. It's on the 4th of October. More details are still to come out, but it gives a chance for apprentices anywhere in Kent virtually for employers to suggest, to sponsor apprentices, to say, look, you can get an award here.
Yeah.
So this is a first time that this is happening, and we're all pretty excited about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. It's kind of like a graduation ceremony, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like you would get a university. And it's recognising the work of apprentices in the county. I think it's a brilliant thing.
It's great. And it's really going to raise the profile. And there's a lot of things happening this week as well. We've got a couple of events happening during the week where we've invited a couple of the local schools. One's Lee Academy and the other's the 100 of Who.
Right.
To send some students into our engineering workshops to work alongside our existing apprentices and get a real taste of what it's like. And so we're going to have a couple of groups of about a dozen each. And we're doing that for Apprentice Week. But I mean, if this works well, then we'll certainly be looking at, you know, how can we actually get youngsters a chance to come in and really see what it looks and feels like to be involved in these brilliant programs.
And let's talk about engineering in the UK. How is engineering going in the UK now?
Engineering is a real sort of mixed feast. A lot of the traditional engineering that we knew in Kent, the paper industry and the various other associates, I mean, I come through the steel industry, has gone down. But there's a big engineering requirement even in buildings these days, modern buildings. People don't realise the amount of engineering in there. We're just kicking...
What, your RSJs?
Well, RSJs are very technical.
I love an RSJ.
Well, she just slipped that in there. She's no idea what an RSJ is.
I'll have you know, I've commissioned quite a few RSJs.
You've polished your RSJ, have you?
Well done.
I'm a big fan of an RSJ.
Well, if we ever need somebody to help us with that, I know how to. But the
tensile strength is what I was...
That's very important.
Yeah.
That's
fine.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
but this is a thing, a new apprenticeship that we're just kicking off. It's called a property maintenance operative, and it's a level 2 apprenticeship. So it's like a slightly lower than the level 3, but it's a great way into engineering.
This
gives you a background on the electrical systems, the mechanical systems, the air conditioning, all this high tech stuff. You don't dive into the detail of it, but you understand. You can do first line fault finding. Is it working? Is it not? And so on. But it leaves the way open to then go and do further stuff on electronics, on mechanical engineering, electrical engineering. And these kind of pathways are fascinating.
Absolutely.
And we're promoting this now.
It's one of the things that I spend far too long a time arguing with people over this. You get a lot of people that will say, we don't make anything anymore in this country.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a nation of banking. And nothing could be further from the truth. We are the eighth largest manufacturing nation on the planet. What most people don't recognise is the changing nature of engineering and manufacturing.
That's it.
Once upon a time, we had the steel industry and the shipbuilding industry. We had massive industries. I used to work as a management consultant, and many years ago, I went to Ford at Dagenham. And back then, they had 35,000 people working in Dagenham. Yeah. Before they were about to close the plant, but before that, they were down to 6,000 people, but producing four times as many engines as they did with 35,000 people.
Yep.
Because the nature of the beast has changed, and an awful lot of engineering now is software.
Yeah, that's it. And the level of skill to maintain these robots, these automatic plants is absolutely tremendous.
Yeah, absolutely. Ramsey, we could talk about this all day. You've got some events coming up, which you just mentioned with the 100 of Who and the Lee Academy, which is fantastic. We love the things that you're doing to get more people involved in apprenticeships. We love hearing about the fact that you as an organisation cover a whole range of different subjects and work areas, which is brilliant. And we also love the fact that you're going to be involved in the awards ceremony.
We're looking forward to that.
Which is going to be good fun. So just remind us once again, if people want to find out more about apprentices, if someone is thinking about doing an apprenticeship, i.e. so a young person or their parents, can they also talk to you?
Yeah, they can talk to me. They can talk to, as I say, the number to call, which I shouted out earlier, and it's just underneath this glass.
It's 01634.
That's Medway.
298808. And you can speak to Natalie and Alex about anything you need to know about apprenticeships.
I want a clip of that, Jules. Yeah, that sounded just great.
Yeah. And
we've also got a website for the specifically for the apprenticeships, which is www.ips-apprenticeships.co.uk.
Fantastic.
And all the information and contact details are on there.
Fantastic. Both your main website, IPS International, and the apprenticeship website have got links on the Kent Business Radio website. They will remain there. So at any point in the future, if you want to find those websites again, go to Kent Business Radio. They're under show number 417, which is this show. And Lovely. You will find them. Ramsey, thank you so much for that. It's a pleasure, as always, to see you. We look forward to seeing you later in the year at the Apprenticeship Awards.
Indeed.
And
it's thank 4th of October.
Yeah. There'll be more details for as that pans out. I know that all the business support organisations in Kent are all behind it as well, the FSB and the IOD, are all behind the scheme too. So it's a great scheme. Thank you so much for that, Ramsey. It's a pleasure to talk to you as always. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. But for the moment, Mr. Ramsey Cowan of IPS International, thank you so much.
Great. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Jules.
Cool. We're fast approaching the halfway point of the show. We've still got loads of emails and tweets and all kinds of things to read. So I've got... I've got a picture of my grandson waving at me is what I've got.
How old is he now?
He's 9 months. Hello, Bear.
Is he still doing the little bottom trembling lip?
No, he's learnt to wave now. So He Skypes me and waves in French, basically.
Mon Dieu.
Yeah, yeah. I've had a tweet from Carpe Ocasio.
Oh, that's the lovely Deb Smith.
It is indeed. And she says, hello, Vanilla Webb. Would love a shout out for CO Creative Art. Team building with a difference. Taster workshops being held at the Beach Creative in Herne Bay on Thursday the 7th. And that's the day after tomorrow. And at Coastal Classroom, Recolva, on the 23rd of March. And you can find out all about that by DM her, so direct message her for details. To do that, follow her on the Twitter, and her Twitter handle is Ocasio Carp, OCCASIOCARPE, Ocasio Carpe.
I have to say
that's
that
Latin, that is.
It is. It's a seize the day or something, isn't it? Or well, something like that.
Well, Carpe's day.
I think it is. Ocasio,
I think it's odd day is what it means.
I think it's a bit more scintillating than that, Paul
Andrews. Is it?
But, you know, Debs, I have to say a big thank you to you because Debs helps me organise the Slope Off Friday, which is a networking lunch that I host for the FSB at beautiful independent restaurants. We do once monthly, 2 p.m. on a Friday if anybody wants to come. And we are the best restaurants with great chefs that I know and have a very, very good time business-wise. I crawled home, I think it was 1 p.m. from the 2 p.m. lunch, the other, 1 a.m. from the 2 p.m. lunch.
So it finished early then?
Yeah. I actually had another meal at the Moroccan on Friday evening after.
At Alimos?
Not Alimos, the one in Marouche or Maresque, Café Maresque.
Oh, Café Maresque. Yeah. Oh, I love Café Maresque.
So I started off.
Did you go
lunch
downstairs and sit on the puff?
I went up, down, round, did a little belly
dance.
Did you
sit on the cushion?
Yeah. I am quite a good belly dancer, actually, because of my time in Egypt, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great cafe.
Yeah, it is lovely. Yeah. And my new husband joined us at 6 p.m., and because he knew that we'd been drinking since 2 p.m., I told him to get the bus, and he sent me this picture of him on the bus, having had a day at work with a little bottle of Jack Daniels just to get in the mood to meet us. But it's hardcore by the end. You know, some people slope off about 5:30. From the 2 p.m. lunch. Others keep going.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from Construction Expo South East, and they said they had a fantastic networking breakfast this morning for construction companies. So what they're saying is save the date, put our annual South East Construction Exhibition in your diary for 2019. You've got plenty of time to plan this because it's not taking place until Thursday the 26th of September, and it's at the South of England Event Centre, which is at Ardingly. In Sussex. And if you want to find out all about it, it's a massive event, huge event, all around construction and the construction industry. And you can find out about it by going to constructionexpouk.co.uk. So that's constructionexpouk.co.uk. You can do one more, Jules, and then we're going to go to the newsroom.
Okay, so we have the advanced social media classes with, I think I've read that one. I'll throw that one.
Yeah, I think you have.
We have Marsh Breakfast Networking on, that's February, I'm not reading that. And we've got Marsh. I try again. Marsh networking over coffee. I think we need an apprentice editor, actually, if you radio editor.
We can look into
I'm sure you can.
Or an apprentice reader outer.
No, it's just that they're, it's a little bit dated.
You're going to have to be quick now because you've
Marsh
got a minute left now.
Networking over coffee, and it's Wednesday the 6th of March, that's manana, at 10 a.m. till 12, and it's at the Sankport Arms, 1 High Street, New Romney. Details, kentbusinessradio.co.uk/marsh-network.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from the Romney Resource Centre and they say, hi, Paul, we'd love a shout out on the Business Bunker, please. Romney Resource Centre is looking to collaborate with local businesses across Kent. Supporting Romney Resource Centre will allow us to continue to deliver quality training, providing great employment opportunities for those young people on the Romney Marsh.
Fabulous.
So
yeah.
Do give them a follow on their Twitter. But right now, do you know what we're going to do? We're going to cross over. What?
Newsage.
We're going to do newsage. Yeah. That's exactly what we're going to do. How did you know?
Well, because we're going to look at pictures of Little Bear now.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to cross over to the Channel Radio studio and join them for the news. And then we'll be back with another great guest in the second half of the show.
Tracy.
Yeah, we're going to be talking to Tracy in the second part of the show. So let's join the newsroom over at channelradio.co.uk/2.
On the hour, Channel Radio News Update.